A self-made god with an iron hand shapes in fear the child like man. Dingaka,
witch doctor,
his land deceptive to the naked eye, like a green carpet stretching under the sky. A land where man plays the oldest game. If he lives, he gives thanks in his own god's name.
Dingaka,
witch doctor.
To the sky, he sits upon his throne, for the hunger no vulture is known.
Dingaka,
whether young or old, whether weak or strong, the sun doesn't care about the right or the wrong, as it burns down upon this savage land, where only jungle law makes a man again. Or if you want a taste of hell, just come you all to this ancient land, where there's an old, old story to tell. A self-made god, but with feet of clay, the witch man must die one day. Dingaka, whether Dacron suit or a piece of cloth, man draws to hate like the flame-seeking moth. Man also draws to the stars up above and to the gentle touch of his woman's love.
Dingaka, the witch doctor.
That was you can guess who that was. Until then, we tell you who we are. We are Galligosh OG again. We're back. Hello, Skaba.
Hello, I'm Highfalutin Mama, and right here is other DJ called Mighty Mishka.
You're not close to the mic, are you?
Am I? I thought I'm okay. Sorry. Hello.
Nah.
Can you hear me now?
So,
now
that you know who we are, and you don't even care who we are, you would care who that was. That was Farron Young. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he never
did
sounded
you guess
like that.
That. Right? Did you?
Everybody's gonna say, "Of course, I knew this." Many people actually know this because it's like a $4 record, but it's pretty great. Artists with a sound that is unexpected come to us, to the world of the unexpected.
The unexpected. No, not the whole show.
Not the whole show. We just found these two. The next is, we should make you guess this one. Actually, you can tell by the voice who it is if you know it. I don't know. This now is like we're playing
Time Life Music presents Super Hits of Rock and Roll.
We're going to play Paul Anka now. Yes.
They were supposed to guess.
Yes. I don't know. Yes, we're going to play you Paul Anka. We're not going to play Pat Boone after that. We're going to play a song
called...
We'll
never play Pat Boone for
we
you.
We won't. This is Late Last Night.
My record to announce.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Get a word in.
Skaba, tell... Who is that?
This is Paul Anka.
Anka, by the way... Anka is, by the way, our gardening lady at work.
Yeah. This one's for Anka.
And you, this is even funnier because...
she always comes late at night, actually, to garden.
Yes. And the place we work at, it's a taco truck with a little yard in the back. And there's a cat in the yard that's called Powell. And there's a lady in the yard who does the gardening who is called Anka. And that is why... Paul Anka. Anka, this is for you. I know you don't even listen to this show, but in case you do, enjoy that, please.
Late last night, I went walking. I walked a long way without stopping. Late last night, I went walking, and I was all alone. And I saw my baby with another. Wasn't covered. There was nothing I could
Lights go. Loving on the front porch, sitting on a swing. I can almost hear those wedding bells ring. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go. When the lights go out. Now we are mad and we bought a little house with a mad little sister, but the lights went out. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go out.
That's so great.
Late last night when the lights go out.
Yes, these records go together for many reasons. That, of course, you know this. As I announced before, this is the super hits of rock and roll music show, which it is normally not, but I thought we dig out some some known records. Of course, that was Jerry Byrne, Lights Out. I think the last show or the show before I played Bobby Charles. Two guys that made a perfect R&B sound without being black, which is very rare. And I think these are the only two records I know where that description applies to. Yeah, Jerry Byrne, Lights Out on Specialty. Absolute classic.
And the one I'm playing for you next is... And also an artist that's kind of known, I don't know, he's known for bad music, Dean Reed. I think he's also actor, singer, songwriter, whatever. And this one's called Pistolero, I think. I can't read the label anymore.
Yeah, that record is in good condition. It looks like
new. It has some
water
damage and you can't really read it anymore. You can barely read Dean Reed, but... Yeah,
you can barely read Dean Reed. I have another, now that you say it, I have another singing actor for you after that. Be surprised. It's a great record.
Surprise. Yeah. What? There.
Ready to your gun, always on the run, Pistolero.
Pistolero. Pistolero, you feel no fear. How many nights you know death is near? Pistolero, you're doomed to fall. Loneliness is the greatest fear of all.
When to your gun, always on the run, Pistolero.
Pistolero. Pistolero, no time for love. Gun for another kill.
When into your gun, always on the run, Pistolero.
Pistolero.
has been told. Your last reward is the endless sleep in a lonely hole at 6 feet deep.
They're closing in, closing in, closing in, and they're ready to drop the net. It all began in Yuma 7 days ago. Seems more like a lifetime since she smiled and said hello. Well, I caught a glimpse of heaven shining in her eyes, but what looked like an angel was a devil in disguise.
They're closing in, closing in, closing in, and they're ready to drop the net.
She said she wanted diamonds, furs and all the rest. The man who got her had to treat her better than the best. Well, I said I'd bring her diamonds, promised her the moon, but she was in a hurry and I had to do it soon. Well, the night was dark and gloomy, clock was striking four. I opened up the skylight and I climbed down to the store. I filled my sack with diamonds, made my getaway, left fingerprints behind, and now they've come to make me pay.
They're closing in, closing in, closing in, and they're ready
to drop the net.
Man, is that great? John Ashley. Yes, singing actor John Ashley. What a fantastic record that is. Also, completely cheap junk box find, The Net on Dot. Just good. And pretty what good. Label was that record on you played before? We have
I can't read it.
It's completely
it's
washed
capital,
out. It is Capital. We Googled that.
Maybe that could be the label shot for this week. Is
no,
the water damage label.
You're so mean.
Look how great this is.
Look how great this is.
Look how mean I am.
Yes.
I am mean because I have a record that he wants.
You got two Billy Wallace records that I'd love to have.
Yeah, well, maybe one day. I'm just mean mistreating baby.
That's one of his Mercury classics. We played his other record on Depp before, Wolf Call. I think it's more obscure. This is the classic. I mean, again, super hits of rock and roll.
But Bearable requests this one, so
yes,
here
I requested that.
Yeah.
The only person who can make requests here is me.
yeah.
Billy Wallace.
Baby, your heart's cold as ice. Oh, mean mistreating, baby, your heart's cold as ice. I'm gonna jump in the river three times, ain't a coming up but twice. Mean mistreating, baby, you treat me so mean. Oh, mean mistreating, baby, you treat me so mean. When I ask you for water, you give me gasoline.
I play it, Mr. Gibson.
I don't care what you do. Oh, me mistreating, baby, you don't care what you do. You don't ever say you love me till you want something new. Treating, baby, why don't you stay at home? Oh, me mistreating, baby, why don't you stay at home? You're gonna wake up some morning and find a good man gone.
Some loving. My motto is service with a smile. I've got references to offer, customers that satisfy. I've turned tears into laughter, but when I left they cried. But when I left they cried. I never get out of practice, you'll understand it after a while. So if you're looking for some loving, my motto is service with a smile. There's no charges for my service, you'll understand it after a while. I enjoy working conditions, my motto is service with a smile. I've got references to offer, customers that satisfy. I've turned tears into laughter, but when I left they cried. But when I left they cried. Never get out of practice, you'll understand it after a while. So if you're looking for some loving, my motto is service with a smile. My motto is service with a smile. My motto is service with a smile. My motto is service with a smile.
Yeah, my motto is service with a smile.
And he does it very well while he's at work in the Talkalypse.
By the way, we are here, well, I guess we make this show pretty often. At least we started it pretty often. Now we got to get back to work and we don't have much time. So the next show will probably be a little delayed.
We actually sold out on the weekend, so we couldn't open because we were waiting for deliveries.
We're only free because we didn't get any food.
Yeah, and so that's the reason we have time for a podcast today, which I'm happy about.
Yes, so no service with a smile for the customers,
tomorrow,
but
we'll
at least
be back
for you.
In operation.
Yes.
And this one is one I've really wanted for a long time. And finally, it came up on my want list, and I bought it right away, of course. And it is Penny West, Needle in a Haystack,
tell
on
us
Ozark
this,
label.
Now the story.
And then, like, a week later, I got an email from one of her millions of grandchildren. I think she has, like, 20 or 30. I have no
Does
idea.
Does she? Well,
I don't know. I think I read somewhere.
You just
she
make
has,
that story
yeah,
up.
I exaggerate a lot. It's good for my mom. But yeah, I think at least 20 grandchildren or something. So one of them has written me and asked me if I'd be willing to sell this record to them. And I was like, oh, I just got it, you know? And I'm like, well, I do have other people that could probably might have one. So I did send her to someone else's direction that had two or three copies.
You
so.
Know who.
I'm hoping that they got a hold of him. And so, yeah, I'm assuming they did because they didn't get back to me. And I told them if they weren't able to find another one for them, that I would sell mine. But I'm happy that I didn't have to so I could play it for you guys. So,
but isn't that just this is, you know, the good side of this thing they call the Internet? I mean, how long is that ago that, you know, these things were just local, was just a local phenomenon. Somebody made a record and I gave it to my friends and it sold you know, statewide was already a huge success, and now this whole world is just like, okay, we got an email from the granddaughter of an artist who played on a record 60 years ago. That's great.
Yeah, I think that that's a, one great thing about the internet is also like a lot of record collectors have been able to get a hold of family members, or family members have gotten a hold of them because of the playing on their podcast or whatever situation. And it's just nice to hear stories from these people that aren't around anymore that also they might have not known about their music as well.
I think
a lot
many
of times there's grandfathers, you know, that made music that they're grandparent kids don't even know that they did somehow.
And so that is actually, that's really sad. That
yeah,
I mean, there are records out there that are like, I don't know, Holy Grail, $2,000, whatever, obscure rockabilly records. And I don't know, 60 years later, some grandchild just finds
that's
grandpa. Grandpa, I thought you made music.
I made a record back in the day.
And also the artists themselves. I think all the artists from the 50s who weren't very present at this rockabilly revival thing in the late 70s, early 80s, I think those that didn't get their attention they needed at the time, I think most of them are still forgotten till this day, until somebody, I don't know,
I think there's even situations where they might have just put out 145 and then isn't working, so they go do a normal job and they even forget they did it, you know. I think like somehow
this was like a few years ago.
I forgot I did that.
I was in the studio. I don't know what happened to this thing. I think Pennywise.
Anyway, let's play this record.
We talk too much, do we?
But this one is actually, I love this record, but we're also looking for another one out there. If anyone is interested in selling it to us, it's also Penny West, Lonesome Blues.
Isn't it a great name? Penny West and her Lucky Penny Trio.
Yes.
And Lonesome Blues also on Ozark, I guess. I think so.
I think so as well, yeah. So let's listen to this one.
No more talking.
Stack is hard to find, they say. Like looking for a lover whose love won't go astray. A needle in a haystack is oh so hard to see. But so is sweetheart who treats you tenderly.
A needle in a haystack is hard to find, they say. Like looking for a lover whose love won't go astray. A needle in a haystack is oh so hard to see. But so sweetheart who treats you tenderly. When you think you're number one, you're rolling down the middle. When you think you're having fun, you're rocking second fiddle. A needle in a haystack is like a lover true. How can you ever find one who never cheat on you?
Others did. My pa got mad and broke my ribs. Well, lucky is my name. Life was a ball, but I don't mean it was great. No, no, no. Life was a ball, painted black with a big white A. Well, 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 well.
and one winter day so cold, I met a girl who warmed my mellow soul, taught my heart to rock and roll. Well, Lucky is my name. I was such an ugly kid that when the girls came by I ran and hid. Never had fun like others did. Well, Lucky is my name. Life was a ball, but I don't mean it was great. Life was a ball, painted black with a big whitey. Then one winter day so cold, I met a girl who warmed my mellow soul. She taught my heart to rock and roll. Well, Lucky is my name.
Lucky is my name.
I'm so lucky.
Lucky is my name.
Yes, I'm lucky.
Lucky is my name.
Well,
Lucky is my name.
Lucky is my name, and it couldn't be more true than that. This is a record, usually when I dig this out of the box, I can't decide which side to play, because it's just such a monster popcorn double side. The other side's Burying Me Deep. Chance Halliday on Bulldog, Lucky Me. And I thought this time it was easy because we played Penny Weston and Lucky Pennies. And just great. About the Penny West record, man, I forgot this guitar. The record starts kind of like kind of smooth and kind of cute, one of the first instruments that's prominent in the record is just one time the guitarist does a and then he was quiet all the time, just some background thing, and then he keeps just freaking out. I love that thing. Yes,
speaking about freaking out, now this is this one is the Rebs, Go or Blow, on Speedway Records.
Do we get the right side? Because that's kind of folky. This is a record that has the same song on both sides. I think this is correct. This is going to be a surprise because we found this record.
Can we stop it in the middle and switch it over?
Maybe we do that. But that's funny because... Speedway, I don't know what exactly that is. The Revs, Go or Blow is one side and Go or Blow Twist is the other side. And I heard it once and I thought, oh, that's kind of crappy. And I heard it again and thought, man, that's pretty good. And I forgot which of these two it was. Let's just find out.
Let's find out.
Men were up on the Dawson Trail. They were brave at the Alamo. But in the old Southland, there's a breed of men the racing fans all know. From track to track, to hell and back, they're racing day and night. The fans gather round when the motors sound, they're gonna go a blow tonight. There's a long track waiting at Darlington Day and Charlottetown. Qualify on Saturday night before the sun goes down. So pick up all the pieces, boys, even though she looks so shy. We'll run her flat out and then it to the ground until she blows tonight. Just buckle yourself in the driver's seat, you're sitting on the pole. Every heart stops when the green flag drops, at last you're going to roll. With a mighty blast, old Ned goes past, little Rex is a-hanging tight. You're gonna take this purse or the long black purse, you're gonna go a blow tonight. There's a long track waiting at Darlington Day and Charlottetown. Qualify on Saturday night before the sun goes down. So pick up all the pieces, boys, even though she looks so shy. We'll run her flat out and get it to the ground until she blows tonight. You're on it again down the long back stretch. You're right up next to the rail. While Fireball races neck and neck with Junior on your tail. Ned Jarrett leads at the halfway mark, but you're still hanging tight. Then the horse she throws as the motor blows, you take the long walk home tonight. There's a long track waiting at Darlington Day, Hona and Charlottetown. Qualify on Saturday night before the sun goes down. So pick up all the pieces, boys, even though she looks the side. We'll run her flat out and bet it to the ground until she blows tonight. Until she blows tonight. Until she blows tonight. We'll run her flat out and bet it to the ground until she blows tonight.
so true.
It is true. We both can really understand this record.
Absolutely. I'm a loser. You see, I thought after playing Chance Halliday saying, I was such an ugly kid when the girls came by, I ran and hid. What could be better than... That was, by the way, not Dion and the Bellmans. That was a Dion alike. if there are Cash alikes, then also Dion alikes. It was perfect Dion sound, which we normally don't play.
Loser.
Dean Christie was his name. Dean Christie. What label is this on? This has no label at all. It's just Dean Christie.
Yellow label.
It's on yellow label. Yes.
And since I just played the Revs, I thought I'd play a record on the Rev label.
We're so creative here. By the way, what we do here is still doing this dig and spin because we're never prepared for this show. We just grab in the box and see what kind of idea we think we should play next.
We search a bit, but anyway. Kind of. But this one is actually, I think a lot of you probably are familiar with Joni Reynolds, The Storm. This one is Doug Harden, The Storm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have to announce something else. After still being so in love with the Chance Halliday records, there's another one. He had two records on Bulldog. And the last time, his other one, Deep Sleep, what a monster, was for sale. I couldn't afford it. If somebody has a G-plus for sale for little money, I can't, but I need it. I need these two records. Anyway, we need to listen to The Storm.
My broken heart and heaven began to cry. Lightning flashed and burned and then was gone. Thunder moaned like a soul in pain. Then the storm passed on.
Why don't you quit tempting me with bright eyes, breathless sighs, and your golden curls? Go away, Satan, take your red-lipped girl. Satan, Satan, stop your baiting. The one I love is home awaiting. She means more to me than all this world. Go away, Satan, take your red-lipped girl. I'm on fire, burning with a wild desire to give in, let you in, my heart is in a whirl. Go away, Satan, take your red-lipped girl. Go away, Satan, I've been told all that glitters can't be gold. 1 hour in your power would really end my world. Go away, Satan, take your red-lipped girl. Satan, Satan, stop your baiting. The one I love is home awaiting. She means more to me than all this world. Go away, Satan, take your red lip girl.
Go away, Satan.
No, no golly gosh OG episode without Satan, who is always here.
Yeah, we have a lot of records starting with Satan or devil and all that jazz.
And actually, many of these records are pretty religious, which we are not. But I mean, devil records, come on.
Hey, that's mine.
Oh, that's your record.
That was Republic label, Red Lip Girl, Red Kirk.
Red Lip Girl.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm very happy to own.
And now is a record that I am not just happy to own, I am just amazed. Are there more crazy words that people use nowadays?
Flabbergasted.
That's what they say in Texas. I remember, I'm always telling stories here in this show about what I did as a kid and when I recorded tapes and when I heard of the radio show and whatever. My very first CD compilation that I ever owned in my life was a kind of a cheapo thing that was called Red Hot Rockabilly. Red Hot Rockabilly came out on LPs of like volume 1 to volume 8. Never knew that at the time, but there was a CD that I got somewhere and I have no idea why that was. And on there, it started with Hot Dog by Corky Jones, who is, of course, Buck Owens.
One of his least favorite country artists, actually, and makes fun of me for liking him.
Yes, yes. And later, I found the other side of that. Just listen. What?
What does he look like as well?
Yes, by the way, yes. You know, being a teenager in the 90s, what did you do all day? You were probably watching stupid TV shows, as I did. And I know you did that, too. Does anybody remember Tool Time? Tool Time with Tim Taylor. And when I don't know, later tried to look for artists and what they were doing, and I saw a picture of Buck Owens, and I thought, man, that is Tim Taylor. You know that show? Who was the guy with this flannel shirt who was kind of a loser? He was like the goofy, his co-worker or something. Anyway, Buck Owens definitely looked like Tim Taylor or the other way around. Which is not interesting in this case, but I'm telling you that I have a record here. When I had a compilation later on LP, I forgot what that was, but there was Rhythm and Booze by Corky Jones. I heard that and I thought, man, what the hell? This is complete crazy. I don't think that's a Holy Grail record. I think it's played pretty often and it's known to most of you, but...
It's your Holy Grail record.
It's my Holy Grail of the day. You know, we have this Holy Grail of the show thing, and that's mine. It's not that expensive, but it was Christmas time. It was Christmas.
Holy
I had
Grail
no money.
It doesn't mean expensive. It also just means a little bit hard to find, also for your personal taste, I think.
Yes, yes, yes. That's everybody has its own Holy Grail, even if it's worth $3. But it was Christmas time, and I had no money at all. It was just, a few months ago. And I saw this popping up on eBay, and I thought, man, that's definitely a record that is mine. I need this. I need to have that. It shows up. It's there every once in a while and wasn't really cheap. But I said, no, I can't afford this. No, I don't deserve this record. You know, I can't have that. It's impossible because, like I said, in the past, I was listening to these things on compilations and I thought, man, this is... somewhere in a museum, there is a recording that is saved for the public in a glass shrine where people can see like, oh, like, hey, we have this recording here. It's Corky Jones, Rhythm and Booze. And Yes, I looked at this and I thought, oh my God, that's I need that. And then Skava actually did it. It was one or two weeks have passed.
By.
Yes, one or two weeks have passed, and I kept looking at it, couldn't sleep, and
it's driving me crazy.
And nobody wanted it, and I thought, man, this thing is waiting for me. It's like most of
my. Well, then he got upset because he saw it was sold.
Yes,
I looked
again 2 weeks later. I thought, oh no, it's gone. Okay, so it's good I don't have it. It's good I didn't spend the money. And then Skava called me saying, you know what I just did? I bought you a record. I mean, Corky Jones, Hot Dog, Rhythm and Blues. Listen to this perfect sounding snare doing a great rhythm and absolutely wonderful guitar.
Edge of my
and
seat.
Completely demented vocals. Yeah.
And a wild, wild woman and it's gone on the blues. Well, she warned me once and then she warned me twice. But that woman found out that I don't take advice. It was rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. It was rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. If I'd listen to my mama, if I'd listen to my dad, I'd be sleeping on a soft feather bed. But there's just some things that a man can't be told, and it's me for a woman. I just got to be sure. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. Till I lost my Cadillac. Well, I'll give up my dancing and I'll give up my blues. If you come home, I'll even throw away my blues. Wait, smooth. Rhythm, 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 blues. Rhythm, 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 blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues.
Conscience and I had a discussion about you. My conscience convinced me last night to turn around and come back to you. The devil said,
why do you stick to one girl?
Because I love her, I truly love her. Yes, but none other like her.
Remember when she cheated on you?
Yes, but that's all over now.
Get even with her, you cheat too.
Say maybe, maybe I will. But then my conscience said, wait a minute, son. Now conscience, you stay out of this. You'll get revenge, but you won't have no fun. You wait and see. You wait and see. But think of all the time she stood by you. Yes, but who else could she have stood by? Why, many other people need her too. She done me wrong. She done me wrong. Sure, she'd done you wrong a time or two. Then why shouldn't I get even? You're already even, son. You done her wrong, too. Oh, conscience. Oh, conscience. So I decided to love you and forget everything. Oh, but the devil
He told me you had lied, you had lied. So now I'm holding you, baby, 'cause the devil lost the battle and the winners are my conscience and not I. The devil, my conscience, and not I. The devil, my conscience, and not I.
That's why we have an echo button.
Isn't that just great?
Well, yeah. This is a present from Bearable. You heard the present I got him earlier, and this is the record he gets me.
Well,
which is also great in it a different
is,
way.
It is funny. I worked for my Rhythm and Blues record.
My Conscience and I.
That was Billy Barton. Yes.
And I was looking for another record by him.
They laid the dollar short. We couldn't find it. Somewhere in the box.
Somewhere in the box, but next show.
Oh, shit. I just dropped my cigarette. Not on the records. Yeah, pretty great.
On
I mean,
radio label.
Yes, on radio. On radio, by the way, we are on radio. This is Golly Gosh OG. That's what we call it. I think the fifth one?
Number five.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is number five.
Maybe we should wait until the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. But for number five.
I don't understand that. But... I have a record here that's also another one. Once before I explained my ignorance here, everybody knows Blue Moon Baby by Dave Little Day. And yeah, classic, always played, just great, fantastic. And I found quite a few records by a guy named Sonny Day. You might know Sonny Day. He had some stuff on Mala and other labels. This one here is 37 Men. And just recently I discovered that Dave Little Day is Sonny Day, and
which I'll play Dave Little Day, Blue Moon Baby.
We're gonna
after
play
that.
The classic after that, but before you hear a song, that's kind of good. 37 Men. His voice is sort of annoying, but I like it anyway. Here it is. Haha! I just dropped
the needle.
Okay, let's do this again.
Is it on backwards?
I don't know what's happening here. Why? Let me start this right in the middle. Here we go.
37 men, and Robina number 3, digging for coal to raise a family. 37 men who seldom saw the sun. 37 men at a mine called Frosty Run. They went to work that cold December day. The tunnel belched a fire. The men had lost their way. 37 men go down in history. 37 men at Robina number 3. Underneath the ground where the sun never shines, they worked and sweat together in the dark and cold mine. 37 men go down in history. 37 men at Robina number 3. 4 of them were single and 33 had wives. On that tragic day, they all had lost their lives. 37 men go down in history. 37 men at Robina number 3. 37 miners with lanterns on their caps are on their way to glory while the bugles playing taps. 37 families are crying mournfully for the 37 men at Robina number 3.
Way down in Mexico,
another man. Blue moon, baby. P-A-S, blue moon, baby.
And it's so obvious that these are the same guys. It's the same person, same voice, and I never noticed it.
Dave Diddleday.
Diddle.
Blue Moon, baby. I'm Phoebe Records.
Phoebe. It also came out, was it Mercury? I think they had a second press of that. That's not as rare. I think the Phoebe pressing is a kind of a not so easy to get one. Is it?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I'm not so sure, though.
Phoebe. There's a funny bee on there. We have the honeybee and we have the Phoebe label. It's kind of a... why does he have a cane?
Because he's old.
He's old. Old.
I don't know.
Here's something old for you. I think in one of the first shows we did, I played you a absolute killer by the Jewels, Going, Going, Gone. And I just had that record in my hand again. And I thought, man, that flip side is just as good too. A fantastic R&B killer for you. My baby.
Jujua.
One more try.
rolled up to the Dodge House, thought it'd be the same, but much to my surprise I found the town was very tame. The town was very tame. The children came from miles around to play their western games. It did my heart so much good to see the town had changed. See the town had changed. Dodge City was a rough town, as many a man had died. Dodge City had the fastest guns, there are no more alive. I'll stay here in Dodge City and live until I die. I'll wear my guns to town no more and live until I die.
Beautiful.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say so
that's
beautiful.
That's my record. I get to say it.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful. It's even named three times. No, this is the Dodge City Boys with the Jamaicas, which, okay. And the name of the song is Dodge City, and it is on Dodge City Records. So
I suspect the theme here. I guess they were from Dodge City, weren't they?
Maybe.
And why? Kansas. No, they were from Jamaica. That's what
it
said.
Yeah, well, that's why Dodge City's in Kansas, so I'm not sure where the Jamaicas jump in there. But
I don't know.
I've never seen anything else by the Dodge City Boys and the Jamaicas. I don't know if this is a one-hit wonder or what's going on, but actually, on the other side is just Dodge City Boys. So
yeah. Okay. I think the Jamaicas
the
were the Jamaicas was the choir, which went together very well with the Refs Go or Blow, because it sounded a little similar. Nice. We're almost out of time here. The song I'm going to play next. Yes, we have not played one female artist today, and I think that cannot happen. Sacrilege. Rovin Gale, Gloria Hansen. This could be like sort of a Wanderlust answer song. Sort of. I don't know. It's a really good Gloria Hansen, Rovin Gale on Capitol. And I don't know if we have time for some more after that. Let's just see. Here we go.
I feel the call of a distant place. Guess I was born to roam. Can't settle down in any one spot. Can't keep myself at home. I've rambled a lot in my time. The playground's been the world. Guess that's what caused this wanderlust that made me a roving girl. When I hear the call of an outright train in the stillness of the night, my pounding heart will skip a beat. I want to catch it and ride out of sight. I understand the hearts of men that love to roam this world. Why can't I lose this wanderlust that made me a roving girl? My heart said no, it's got a different plan. Now the price I paid to roam this world is the lonely life of a roving girl. If you see me walking down the road today with a suitcase in my hand, there goes the girl of the world out looking for a man. There's mysteries in this poor girl's heart to keep me in a whirl, trying to satisfy this wanderlust that made me a roving girl. Roving girl, roving girl, who could ever love a roving girl? I'd like to settle down, marry me a man. My heart said no, it's got a different plan. Of a roving girl. It's a lonely life of a roving girl.
started with an artist that are catch you by surprise sometimes with the record that's
the killer.
The unexpected. This was Lori Collins from the Collin Kids, Another Man Done Gone.
Yes, it really was Lori Collins. She was great.
And this was written by Johnny Cash. He also has a version of it,
yep.
But this is so much
so
better.
So much better. This is so good.
It gives you goosebumps.
As a in the past, I think that's also a thing that probably applies to many people. When I was young, I hated the Collins Kids. They were just annoying, like, singing children. It took me a while to figure out that they were actually so talented and
really?
So good,
yeah,
really good.
Really talented.
And yeah, that was at the time of the Collins Kids, but this was later. When was that? It was in Columbia, like early 60s Columbia or
yeah,
late 50s. Another Man Done Gone, just Lori Collins.
Johnny Cash wrote it, so I think yeah, early 60s.
Really, really good. Yes, and another Man Done Gone, another show done gone, another Golly Gosh OG episode is over. We always make it a little longer than an hour. That's okay. We're going to leave you with a thing that's, well, kind of funny. Square Records. We played no Square Records today. We're going to play a Square Record now. It's Bruce Culver with accompaniment. And that's what the label says. Bruce Culver with accompaniment. Square Record. And I guess I'll see you next time. I don't
next
know when
time.
We do the next show. It's going to take a while. We don't have this much time anymore. But, of course, for you, we always try to do that.
For
we
us,
say goodbye.
It's more important about us. But
we were Golly Gosh OG.
Ciao.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Adios.
I'm going to make a round record. Nobody wants a square record. Nobody plays a square record. Nobody buys a square record. Everybody plays a round record. Round records playing all the time. Friend of mine made a square record. Nobody wants his square record. Nobody bought his square record. Couldn't give away his square record. Then he made a round record's playing all the time. I made a record saying, baby, I love you, saying you're the only one for me. It turned out to be a square record. Now there's only one thing left, you see. I'm gonna make a round record. Everybody likes a round record. Nobody plays a square record. Can't give away a square record. Nobody plays a square record. Round records playing all the time. I made a record saying, baby, I love you, saying you're the only one for me. It turned out to be a square record. Now there's only one thing left, you see. I'm gonna make a round record. Nobody wants a square record. Can't give away a square record. Nobody plays a square record. Everybody playing round record playing all the time. Nobody plays a square record, round record's playing all the time. Nobody plays a square record, round record's playing all the time.